Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. Great to talk to you again. Obviously, a ton has happened since we talked last. Here's what I'm planning on doing for today. And eventually, we will talk about every move and every team. It's just, I'm only one guy here, so we're kind of narrowing things down day by day. Might try to sneak a podcast in on Saturday as well, just because there's so much action. But it is 4:15 on Friday, Eastern, of course. And I did an article for The Score. It should be up by now. I need to double check. Just got back from the gym. About teams that are losing in free agency. And that might be too strong a word, because not making moves doesn't mean you're a loser. You know, I mean, that sometimes... going out and spending crazy money doesn't mean that you won free agency. A lot of bad decisions are made this time of year. But I did mention some teams that I think should have been, or you know, need to be more proactive. Teams that really worry me of what they've done to this point. And again, by the time you listen to this, that might change. I mean, that's what's hard about doing articles and podcasts this time of year, is there's so much I want to talk to you guys about. But, you know, it changes so quick that by the time something's published or, you know, by the time you guys listen, it's, you know, it's irrelevant. But anyways, I've mentioned a handful of teams here. I just have them jotted down next to me at the bar. But before we do that, I would say losers thus far. And again, this is really early in the process, but free agent running backs. I mean, we know it's a pretty good draft class, although some of the bloom's kind of coming off that a little bit. But and there aren't special backs on the market, with the possible exception of Peterson. But none are getting scooped up, and I would imagine none are getting offers that they thought they would at this point with all the cap room out there. So, just, you know, I'm going to go to teams here in a minute, but the Eddie Lacy's and Latavius Murray and Peterson and, you know, a handful of dudes, really. I mean, there's all of them. I mean, Woodhead's one of the only guys off the top of my head that I know signed somewhere legit, you know. So there's obviously a problem or, a surplus right now. Teams are not getting to that portion, or maybe they will here down the road. But as of now, they are not signing running backs. So they're one position, one area that's kind of losing, so to quote. First team to mention... and I'm going to try not to, and I actually won't. I mean, not going to overlap with yesterday's podcast. Yesterday, I broke down the really needy teams, the teams with a lot of cap space, picking at the top of the draft. Check that out if you haven't. Jacksonville, Chicago, San Francisco, Cleveland, and touched on some other moves too. But that was the crux of yesterday's podcast. I'm not going to talk about those teams. Covered them to some degree, although more is happening, of course. The first team I have to bring up, though, as needs to do more, and this is kind of becoming a trend year after year, is the Cincinnati Bengals. And I know a lot of you say, Williamson, you're just too hard on the Bengals, you're a Steelers homer. I mean, they let people go and they don't bring people in. And I really think that everyone, you know, there was a stretch there to go in the playoffs every year, and everyone's saying, boy, the Bengals are doing it right finally. You know, they are... developing from within and going to keep their own, and they're like the Packers. Yeah, well, they don't have Aaron Rodgers, and I also think that some of that is just flat out being cheap. You know, that you've had a lot of cap space over the last 5 years, and you're just not using it. And meanwhile, you've been a piece or two, you know, haven't quite gotten there. You can't tell me that letting Sanu and Marvin Jones and these guys go is making you better. I do like that they signed Dre Kirkpatrick. I thought he's coming off a really good year. Still pretty young. Brandon LaFell is fine. I mean, the receiver's in need, so okay. But the offensive line, I mean, this is going to always be a trend with me this offseason. We talk about it all the time. They've been weak at center for years, Right tackle was a huge problem this year. And I know they drafted two tackle, you know, Abue and Fisher. But neither one's very good, at least not right now. And, you know, Bowling's a decent guard. But by far the best two offensive linemen on an offensive line that was declining last year is Zeitler, who now they're going to play against twice a year in Cleveland, and Whitworth. And he's in, I was about to say St. Louis, but he's with the Rams. This line has a chance to be the, you know, one of the worst in the league now. And again, I mean, I'm not bashing Dalton, but I use this analogy sometimes too, and Daniel Jeremiah uses it really well, is quarterback, if you're looking at an 18-wheeler, you know, quarterbacks are either the engine or they're the trailer. And Dalton's a trailer. You know, that doesn't mean he's terrible, but he can't be the whole thing that gets the propels the entire offense. Aaron Rodgers is a freaking locomotive. I mean, you know, you can give him nothing and he's going to make a ton. So, yeah, you know, I mean, Dalton's maybe a high-end trailer. He's a really pretty trailer, really nice one. He's certainly not the caboose on a train, but he can't survive with five no-name offensive linemen, that's for sure. So the Bengals are on my bad boy list. Another team that I kind of thought, and they still might, but a lot of dudes have gotten away from them or just haven't come in, is Oakland. You know, that I thought Oakland would be nab two guys right off the bat, starters, and maybe they still land Martellus Bennett and Hightower. I mean, it doesn't mean it's not over yet, but I thought they would be, you know, Peterson, Lacy. You know, it goes back to my first topic, but they haven't done anything, you know, that I thought they would be one player or two, nab them at a really important position. And, you know, we have some cap space, kind of complete this rebuild. But they've done nothing. You know, as of 4:24 on Eastern Standard Time on Friday, zero for the Raiders.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another team that I was going to dig into really heavy, but my app from The Score just dinged here a minute ago. You probably heard it. The Redskins signed Terrell Pryor. See, I looked at this organization going, man, you know, I'm looking at the Bengals going, boy, that's an organization in general with the arrow pointing down. And I still think Washington is, but at least this is something. You know, that Cousins doesn't seem like he wants to be there. They have GM turmoil. Is Cousins going to get traded? Who's going to be the quarterback? If so, do you only have him for 1 year? You basically swap out Baker on the defensive line for Stacy McGee. And McGee's a player I really like. Actually, going back to the Raiders, I think they should have kept McGee. I love the signing of McGee, but I'd rather Baker. I mean, to me, that's not an even swap. And that was a huge area of need to begin with. I mean, they have Terrell McClain. They also signed too. It's still the biggest need on the team to me is defensive line. Haven't really addressed it. I mean, it's basically a wash, if anything, and that was a real weakness a year ago. I like the signing of DJ Swearinger, and I do like the prior signing. You know, now you got Reed and Vernon Davis and Doxson, hopefully, and Crowder and Pryor, and that's a very different group to throw to. I'm cool with that. But overall, and, you know, the news just shifted my gears here a little bit on Washington. But overall, I think they're a team seems to be going backwards. I am interested to see if Cousins ends up elsewhere, though. I mean, if by chance that a Redskins-Niners deal doesn't work out and Romo goes to Denver, would the Texans offer something up for Cousins? I'm not hearing that. It's just a thought by me. I mentioned the Texans. I don't have them listed here, and I'm not saying that they're losers. They did lose A.J. Bouye, but And getting Osweiler off the books is obviously a high priority, but you gave up a future second for that. I'm just curious, so if I'm them right now as we sit, if they don't get Romo, and I still think Denver's the leader in the clubhouse for Romo, if Romo goes to Denver, what's your consolation prize? You know, I mean, right now you only have Tom Savage, and I've been told that they really like Pat Mahomes. So do you bring in Cutler and draft Mahomes in the first round? I mean, I'm okay with that. I mean, they would have been a lot better last year with Cutler than what they had. There's just not as many options as you think, you know. So if they don't get Romo, I kind of feel like Cutler's the next best thing. Just off on a tangent there. Another couple teams just to mention that the things, you know, seems to be passing them by. Tennessee, I was going to stress too, but then late last night they signed Logan Ryan, which I like. Now they're kind of like the Raiders to me in that they're rebuilding, things are going well for them. I expected a, you know, Alshon Jeffrey or, you know, or Pryor or trade for Brandon Cooks or sign AJ Bouye or sign Gilmore. You know what I mean? Like an A-level dude at receiver or corner. And they didn't, you know, I mean, they have the space. They're a team on the rise, but they haven't done the big thing yet. You know, I like the Ryan addition. I think Cyprian's fine, but he's more of a run stuffer. I mean, the rest of their moves are nothing exciting. You know, re-signing a couple of their own that are under the radar dudes. So Tennessee's in that boat for me, especially considering where they are as a franchise and all their needs. Pittsburgh's another one, but they just don't need that much. You know, I mean, and they never. When's the last time the Steelers have been involved in day one of, you know, free agency? They lost Lawrence Timmons today. You know, they re-signed Landry Jones. They re-signed David Johnson. They re-signed Harrison before. They kept, you know, they did their own work by, you know, extending Brown and franchising Le'Veon Bell. But people are a little anxious here because, you know, for the first time in a long time, you enter free agency and the Steelers actually have money and you heard their name mentioned with guys like, you know, Fitzpatrick and Logan Ryan. And I know those guys are expensive, but I thought the Steelers might add a man coverage starting corner. And that crop's starting to dry up. So maybe they will. I'm sure they'll add something here and then, you know, soon. But all of a sudden, they don't seem like a logical targets that I can see for them. You know, even like a Prince of Mukamara is gone now. So the Steelers are sort of sitting on their hands and not doing a lot, and that's usually their move, and I'm sure they'll pick up two or three guys over the next week that are a little cheaper after the tidal wave calms down of free agency. And Seattle's the last one, and they're sort of along those lines too, that it's a good team. You know, they don't have a lot of needs. The only move they've made, though, is they signed Luke Joeckel to a one-year deal for $8 million. Did I just read that? Luke Joeckel's getting $8 million for 1 year? He's terrible. Wow. I mean, I knew that they signed him. I'm sure they must have loved him coming out of school, as many people did. But boy, I mean, you gave Luke Joeckel $8 million for 1 year. Holy smokes. Okay, now I put them higher on the list as bad things that Seattle did. We do know that they have obvious offensive line needs and, you know, I would have loved to see them get Whitworth or Wagner or somebody like that and then just be done. You know, shut it down. Give me a starting tackle and then just say, okay, I'm done with free agency. I'm going to add a corner in the draft and more offensive line help. But they haven't done anything. Like the Steelers, though, it's not like, boy, these guys are terrible. They're falling away. You know, like when I'm looking at the Bengals and Redskins and thinking, the league's starting to pass you by now. You know, that you can't, they're like a shark. If you stop swimming, you die. And I feel like the Bengals will stop swimming a little bit. And Washington, there seems to be a lot going on there. And most of it isn't good. But I do like the Pryor signing. So that's a wrap. We've talked about a lot. There's a lot we haven't talked about. I'm not going to apologize. So be it. I mean, we can only have to do so much. And over the next couple months, of course, we are going to talk about everything that's happened. This is my favorite time of year. To pat myself on the back a little bit, I do think that this is when I shine the most too, is trying to figure out what these teams are thinking. And as Sigmund Bloom often talks about, check that podcast out, by the way, too, Football Guys. I was on Monday on the couch with Sig. That was a fun hour just talking, you know, around the league. But I do like to read the tea leaves, as Sigmund says, and figure out what everyone's thinking and really decipher the logic behind these moves. It's one of my favorite things to do in the whole world. And I think I'm decent at it after all these years. So this is the Locked On NFL podcast. And that's a wrap. Over and out.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.